stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, June 16th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. One of the things I'm getting text messages about this morning is a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, June 24th at 9:30 during the day when people have to work, PIENG regulatory meeting requirement of the board of PIENG. This new CEO, Alan Berg, has been absolutely getting blown up on my phone about his incompetence. One of the text messages I have from a local resident says he couldn't even manage the Subway sandwich shop in Onaway. It went belly up under his command. I have no idea how in the heck he became the CEO of a multi-million dollar nonprofit operation like that. You see, one thing that's very disturbing is that during this ice storm, which was catastrophic, I get it. It was historical. The amount of money they lost, or had to spend, I should say, to make the repairs, which are still ongoing in parts of the PIENG service area. Replacing poles, still ongoing. Tree trimming, all the line replacements that need to be done, I get it. But this is a nonprofit co-op. Well, allegedly, I've been told that this CEO, this Alan Berg, wants to raise rates every 6 months to recapture some of the money they had to spend for the repairs. I've also been told that there's grant money and low, long-term, low-interest loans being set up by the SBA, as well as grant money from Washington, D.C., the state of Michigan. There's ways for them to recapture their expenses of doing these repairs without raising electric rates. Radio station is powered by PIENG there in Sheboygan at the tower site. We can't afford higher rates. and I'm sure many of you can't, at your homes and businesses. Now, I called PING this morning. I spoke to the person answering the phone. And if you can't make the meeting next Tuesday at 9:30, which they will give public comment up to 5 minutes per person at the discretion of the chair, you can send the chairman an email. Well, what good is it going to do sending an email to a chairman who wants to raise rates? So I highly recommend, if you can take off from work or send a proxy, another family member or somebody, you need to send them to go and speak against these rate increases that the chairman, the CEO of the board, wants to implement to recapture some of their expenses, if not all of them. The meeting is tomorrow, or excuse me, a week from tomorrow, the 24th at 9:30.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Again, just to be clear, the meeting isn't tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow, the 24th, at the PING headquarters, the new facility out there in Onaway. It will start at 9:30. And according to the agenda, they will allow public comment. They would like you to call to at least give them a heads up, somewhat of an RSVP, to let them know that you plan on attending the meeting so they have enough chairs lined up and can know approximately how many people potentially might be speaking for public comment. The person I spoke to said that they would give up to 5 minutes. So hopefully you can go and express your feelings about the new CEO, Alan Berg, wanting to give a rate increase every 6 months to reimburse the PING company co-op nonprofit monies that they had to spend on the ice storm. Now, another item that we've been following very closely is the budget process in Lansing. The overall total general aid fund budget, as well as the school aid fund, two components that make up the big omnibus budget bill they usually vote on with one vote. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall told MERS News Service on Friday afternoon that he's ready to work in good faith to get a fiscal year 2026 budget done for the school aid fund. This is K through 12, to get it done before July 1st. Hall said that he's prepared to meet with the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, and the budget office to make that happen. Well, the plan is for the Speaker, Matt Hall, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks to meet this week to set the broad parameters behind what a school aid fund plan is going to look like, and then allow the legislative chairs of the K through 12 budget to work together with the budget office to hammer out the final details. The Senate K through 12 Appropriations Committee Chair Darren Calamari and the House K through 12 Appropriations Committee Chair Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw, had an informal meeting Thursday to get to know each other before diving into any real discussions, Calamari said. However, a small little hiccup is tomorrow, Tuesday the 17th, all and roughly 30 legislators and 10 local leaders are scheduled to meet President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., as part of a Michigan-specific, quote-unquote, check-in, sources told MERS News Service. Speaker Hall declined to confirm that he'll be attending, but did say that he wouldn't let whatever happens to be on his schedule get in the way with getting a deal done before the beginning of July, which is the deadline public schools begin their next fiscal year. You see, they're set up on a different calendar than the state of Michigan and many other institutions in the state. Public schools start their budgets July 1st through June 30th. Well, right now, the plan is for the House not to be in session this week. This is the House. The Senate will be in session tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, said the Senate Democratic spokesperson Rosie Jones. The chamber will be closed Thursday in recognition of Juneteenth. After the tumultuous budget process of 2019, lawmakers and the governor set a statutory deadline of July 1st by which they were to complete work on the following fiscal year's budget. However, without any penalties being written into the law, it's become more advisory than mandatory. Now, this past Wednesday, the House passed a K-12 spending plan that set aside $21.9 billion for schools fiscal year 2026. Slightly more than the Senate's $21.8 billion and more than the governor's $21.2 billion. Additionally, House Republicans would like to send $12,000 per student to schools, more than the $10,000 the Senate and the governor were thinking, but they roll up numerous categoricals like free breakfast and lunch, as well as special transportation to get to that number. They have to provide these things included in the $12,000 per pupil and follow some additional rules in order to get the money. Well, on Friday afternoon, the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, Detroit Action, as well as the Michigan AFL-CIO labor union and other groups signed on to a statement that the budget serves the desires of their billionaire overlords rather than deliver the needs and services to public schools, referring, of course, to the Republican past budget, setting out their plan from their committees to the governor and to the Senate. Statement goes on to say, Republicans are attempting to deceive Michiganders by pointing to their per pupil allocation, but the devil is in the details. By taking away programs that benefit rural students, students in poverty, English language learners, and those with special education needs, students from Marquette to Monroe will be worse off as a result of this proposed disastrous budget. However, the Michigan Freedom Fund celebrated the budget as prioritizing success with historic investments that exceed the recommendation of Lansing Democrats. Republicans are pairing these dollars with the flexibility to meet the most pressing needs of our students and pursuing reforms that give students the tools to succeed. Teachers, the resources to teach, and parents, the transparency to choose the best path for their children, said Zach Rudat of the Michigan Freedom Fund. Now, you have to understand, folks, Michigan Freedom Fund is an organization that was created and fully funded by Betsy DeVos and the DeVos family. They have been calling for charter schools, private schools, homeschooling for decades. These people started back in the early 2000s. One of the things that you have to understand is that they want the choice decision to be given to the parents. They want the parents to be informed, engaged, educated on the best schools available for their children, which may not include their local public school. They believe, like I believe, that competition is a good thing when it comes to education. As a result, they like this Republican proposal. The unions, many others, are against it. Well, here's the problem. With the Republican House putting forward their budget that calls for more money per pupil, but tying a lot of these services that the Democrats have passed into law last legislative session, the Democrats at a lower per pupil funding number look like they're not doing as much for the kids as the Republicans are. But again, like they said, the devil is in the details. Well, when you break it down, it prioritizes certain items in the spending. Democrats are claiming students in poverty and others are going to be harmed if this House budget is adopted. Well, there's only one problem. You got a new sheriff in town, Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House Republican majority. They've gone through this budget line by line, and these are the items that they have come up with that they believe need to be passed. With this bill passing the House just 5 days ago, June the 11th, I don't believe the Senate, as well as the governor's office, has had time to really clearly go through it all. Almost $22 billion in spending. In 5 days? Including a weekend. So I don't know how they could possibly come up with a report card or analysis of this proposal this quickly, this soon. And again, these statements came out 2 days later, last Friday the 13th. So we'll see where this goes. It's going to be very, very interesting on how this is going to move forward. With them basically not even being in session in the House this week, it leaves next week to do most of the heavy lifting, because the deadline is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Tuesday, July 1st, with 1 week to basically work on it. That's what they're basically saying. And I just don't see how they're going to work together to compromise the House budget plan versus the Senate Democrats versus what the governor wants. Even though the numbers are very close to each other. Again, the House, $21.9 billion. The Senate is $21.8 billion. And the governor is $21.2 billion. They're basically only, the range on this is $700 million out of $22 billion. So we'll watch this. We'll see where this goes. Again, this story came out late Friday afternoon. And still haven't seen the story yet confirming Matt Hall and the other 30 Republicans going to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Trump tomorrow. If the Washington, D.C. trip does take place, they're basically not going to be in session all week. So, again, we'll keep an eye on the story, see where this goes, see if they're able to get it done before the July 1st deadline. We'll get to your comments. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.